Today on CityCast Chicago, we got one of those rare autumn warm fronts this week, so, you know, soak it in, get outside, and take advantage. We got great access to nature across many of our neighborhoods in Cook County and the state, so today we're talking best hikes. And don't worry, there's something for everyone. It's Monday, October 24th. I'm Jacoby Cochran, and this is CityCast Chicago.
I didn't buy good hiking boots until this year. I've been on this 3 or 4 years of being outdoors a lot, and I just wore an old pair of tennis shoes or some kind of boots that I had that seemed decent. You don't need to go out and spend hundreds of dollars on gear. Start from where you are.
Zach Noth compiled a list of 20 of the area's best fall hikes for WBEZ. Zach, welcome to CityCast Chicago.
Thank you, Jacoby. It's great to be here.
I'm excited to have you. Zach, what do you love about a good hike, particularly around Chicago in the Midwest, which, you know, doesn't always get its due when we're talking about the beauty of our natural diversity?
I've been amazed how much I've found around Chicago. You'll never run out of places to go. You can find places with hills, 200-foot elevation. You can find places where you're crossing creeks back and forth. You can see 200-year-old bur oaks, and you can see dozens of types of birds and other wildlife throughout the Chicagoland area. So, you know, we get stuck, we're in our cars or we're on the trains and we're speeding by all these natural areas and we're going over rivers we don't even know exist. And I look for variety. I want to see and feel and hear new things and use all of my senses to do that. When you're out in the fall, I'm smelling a lot of milkweed flowers. You're going to get a goldenrod. Goldenrod is another fall plant. You're going to see a lot of goldenrod going to seed right now. I want to see, you know, different biomes, different environments, such as a marsh, a prairie, a forest. That's really what I'm looking for.
Let's get into narrowing down this amazing list that you've curated. But the first thing we're going to look at is the views. So what do you look for in a fall hike in terms of scenery, especially at the point in the season where we are, where, I mean, the colors are just popping all around us?
You're so right. I mean, Chicago is really at almost peak fall color right now. So your timing was impeccable. Probably my favorite trail and area, considered the most remote in Cook County. It's part of the Sag Valley Trail System, and it's called Cap Sours. There's a 7-mile loop there. It's mostly forested, so you're going to see oaks and maples and hickories and all the colors that those trees bring. And it's right next door to something called the Swallow Cliff. So the Swallow Cliff is a set of stairs. If you walk to the top of the Swallow Cliff, you have a really panoramic view of the Sag Valley. And the Sag Valley, you're on one side of what is an old glacial hill. So you're going to be looking across this valley. You're going to see all of the trees and all of the fall colors at this time of year. And from there, there's great jumping off points for many trails going through Cap Sours, going through other forest preserves in the area. Mm-hmm.
You know, we talked about foliage, but now I'm curious which one has the best wildlife.
Lake County, I was out in the Lakewood Forest Preserves. And sometimes it feels like something's watching you. I just looked up and I saw a great horned owl. I mean, wow. First of all, they're huge. They're about 1.5 feet tall. They're a big bundle of feathers.
I've never seen an owl out in nature.
It's something special to see that. A lot of times you will listen for other birds that are making a big racket. Because they're scared of this raptor. They're trying to scare it off. So sometimes if you hear a big commotion, look up, look around, and take time to see what develops. So I saw the owl. I watched him, and then I walked a little further. All of a sudden, I see two sandhill cranes. Sandhill cranes are about 5 feet tall. They look like something prehistoric, and the cranes are not really afraid of you. So I got within about 15 I love to 20 that. Feet.
Like, they're not messing around.
No, they're just going about their business. They're just feeding with their long beaks and their incredibly long legs.
Their wingspan is crazy.
Yes, 4 or 5 feet wingspan. I pulled out my phone and I got a little video of it, but I also just try to spend time and just be there in that moment and soak it up. And that's the thing that you get by hiking, is that life slows down and you have time to watch things play out and see what happens. And that's the beauty of being out in nature on your feet.
Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Another thing we want to think about is distance from Chicago. When you're thinking about how far you want to go for a hike, what's your sweet spot?
I don't want to go a long way necessarily. You know, that's great to just start out where you live. Let's look at a place that I have, I didn't mention in my story, but is becoming very, very popular in the Southland. It's called Big Marsh Park. It's about 300 acres down by Lake Calumet. And there's several miles of trails there. And it's really cool because this used to be an industrial waste site. It used to be something called Acme Steel, which sounds like something off of the Roadrunner cartoons.
Right, straight out of Looney Tunes, like the coyote on the board.
Exactly. There was 15 feet of slag piled up in this waste pit. And in the last 10 years, the Chicago Park District and the city of Chicago have turned this into an amazing recreational park in West Roseland, down around 110th. There's a whole bike park there. They have an environmental center. And there are bird watchers coming from the north side all over town to go and look at birds there, look at the animals. So it's also a story of the resilience of nature and how, if you give it a chance, it can come back. This was a waste site, and now it's a beautiful park.
So the Big Marsh Park on the southeast side of the city is one of the closest trails in the list that we'll look at today. What's one of the farthest on your list?
So Franklin Creek is out by Dixon, Illinois, toward the Rock River. So it's about, you could probably get there in about 2 hours. It's a 900 acres. There's about 5 miles of trails. All the trails are natural. They're just dirt or grass. And one of the cool things about this is that you're going to be going up and down hills, and you're going to go over the creek several times. So you're going to do these water crossings where you're walking across stones. There's a lot of ups and downs. There's a lot of stairs. And it's kept in, you know, moderately good condition. So it's going to be a workout. Another fact, a feature of that trail is that you're going to see some of the oldest rock in Illinois exposed, and there's 500 million year old sandstone that you're going to see there. You're also going to want to probably stop at the Nachusa grasslands. So that's hundreds of acres of restored prairie, and there's also a herd of bison out there because they believe that having bison will help regenerate what was farmland into back to the prairie that was here 200 years ago.
What do you think is the optimum level of difficulty for, you know, a casual hiker? And what adds or takes away from the difficulty of a trail?
Those two trails that we just talked about are probably, at the two ends of the scale, the Franklin Creek being very difficult, but the rewards are also high. And then Big Marsh having some paved and some natural trails, and you're not going to get lost out of Big Marsh Park. There are trails nearby that kind of combine both of that. I think a good one that people can go on, they could even take a wheelchair on if that was their situation. They could ride a bike on, they could walk on, is the Salt Creek Nature Preserve. And that's just 10 miles west of Chicago. You can get there in 20 minutes. It's 250 acres. There are several miles of natural trails through the nature preserve that contain a lot of native Illinois prairie plants. Another great feature about Salt Creek, it's right next to Wolf Road Prairie. And Wolf Road Prairie is an amazing story of
down for doubling up. Like, if you're in the area, you should take in multiple if you got the time.
That's right. That's right. I mean, and there's even a bus line out there, so you can access this by public transportation too. A group of volunteers and the Cook County and others have turned this into one of the prime spots for people to go and see what it was like. What you would have seen if you would have showed up here 200 years ago as an indigenous person or as a settler.
You know, we've talked distance, we've talked difficulty, but one of the things we want to consider is accessibility and trail maintenance, right? What's that sweet spot? And are there trails that are, you know, more accessible, wheelchair friendly, for example?
Yeah, the Franklin Creek has a 1 mile section that is paved, that leads to the dirt trails and when you start to get into the hills. So they advertise that as being accessible. It takes you all the way to the creek, so you get a nice view of the creek. You can get on the Illinois and Michigan Canal Trail, which starts in the southwest side. And you can start around Willow Springs, Lamont area. And you can take that all the way to LaSalle, Illinois. It's about a 60, 70 mile trail that is mostly paved. So there are opportunities for everybody to get out and get out in the woods.
So we are packed. We got our bag. We got our camera. We got our bars and our water, right? We've had our list of trails. We've had our criteria, everything from difficulty to distance to accessibility to views. So Zach, if we only got three to choose from out of this amazing list, what are the three that you're going with? And you can rank them or in no particular order. I'll leave that to you.
Okay, so number one, we'll go with Half Sours. Again, this is the most remote place in Cook County. There's no roads, there's no houses, there's no people, there's no industry.
High on your views list.
That's right. There's even a trail that goes off the main trail. It's for hikers only, no bikes allowed. You go around that trail and you're on top of a glacial feature called an esker. And you can look down from this esker into the ravine and go right around the top of this esker, and you will feel like you are a million miles away.
So Cap Sours holding a Sag Valley Trail system near Palos. What's number two?
Number two is going to have to be Salt Creek Forest Preserve and the Nature Preserve there that we talked a lot about. Probably one of the most special places in Illinois.
And then number three, rounding out the list.
Number three, we'll go with Franklin Creek. If you've got a little more willingness to tough it out and climb the hills, you got the ability to climb the hills, Franklin Creek is a great place to be in the wild. And I think with these three examples, it gives you a lot of variety. And you will feel like you're exploring. You'll feel like you're finding your own way and finding something new. And that's such a big part of the joy of it. I mean, you know, find something that's not on this list. Just go to the Google Maps, go to the Forest Preserve website, find some place on your own, and then it ends up feeling like, this is my place. I'm going to come back here. This means something to me, and I'm going to learn as much as I can about it.
Zach Knopf wrote a great 20 best hikes to hit before the end of the fall for WBEZ. We'll link to that down in the show notes. Zach, thank you and have a great rest of your day.
Thank you, Jacoby. I enjoyed it.
Before I let you go, a little bit of news, y'all. Today is the first weekday of new CTA schedules, which aims to cut down wait times between trains and buses. I don't know about you, but I have been ghosted over the last few months by CTA, which they've blamed on fewer operators. Well, we got the new schedules, and we're going to be tracking to see if it makes a difference. Let us know how your experience has changed or not at 773-780-0246. Election Day is just 2 weeks away, and early voting is now available in all 50 wards. Check the link in the show notes for a polling place in your area. One of the measures you're going to see on your ballot is the Workers' Rights Amendment, meant to strengthen workers' ability to organize and bargain. If you want to learn more about it, subscribe to our daily newsletter, Hey Chicago, at chicago.citycast.fm. The Bears and Bulls are both on TV tonight, with the Bears in New England for Monday Night Football against the Patriots, and the Bulls are home against the Celtics. The Hawks are back on the ice at home tomorrow night against the Panthers. I really want to see how quickly they go from a basketball court to a hockey ring. It's crazy. And some good news to get you through. Tomorrow at the Harold Washington Library, you hear from Fatima Asghar as they discuss their new novel, When We Were Sisters. Asghar is going to be in conversation with the artist Jamila Woods. There'll also be some special guests in attendance to perform. If you want to hear our CityCast conversation with Fatima about their new novel and their work on Miss Marvel, check the link in the show notes. As always, we appreciate you for listening. I'm going to talk to you tomorrow. Peace. And a one. And a two, and a welcome to the CityCast Club, where we're playing our guitar and strumming the drums. Grab you a drink over at the bar. We're having a good night. You're all the stars.